Oh my gosh, what a week, right? Oh, how did you not kill anybody? How did you not hurt somebody this week? You did it, you made it. Whatever you did, whatever it took, I don't care what you did. You got here, it's Friday, it's time for your ride. Long songs this week.
Yeah, you're never too old to not do what you're told. You're never too old to not do what you're told. You're never too old to not do what you're told. Now I'm going home at midnight, midnight's way too soon. Light a Roman candle and your O'Reilly on the moon. Winter's way too long unless you get to ride. Get your fat ties on unless you want to die. Not do what you're told, never too old to not do what you're told, and never too old to not do what you're told. 25 below, it's just too cold.
Welcome to Bike Rides on the Radio. I'm your host, Dan Ehrlich, and among other things, I'm known to enjoy a good bike ride and some good music from time to time. Please join me, and through the magic of radio and the power of imagination, we'll tie these two seemingly unrelated interests into one. Let the ride begin!
All you gotta do
And opening up the bike ride this week with Ballerina off of the epic, renowned Astral Weeks album. But that was the long version, only available on the reissue, which I have right in front of me. And the difference between the long version and the short version is exactly 1 minute. 8 minute song right there, opening up this week's ride. Ballerina, I like the lyrics in that. Stepping so lightly. Reminds me of Hank, kind of. He's got kind of a soft step, like sort of like a rabbit. Or a ballerina, if you prefer. Especially when he's wearing his tutu. As usual, the opening song will often be a signal of what direction the ride may be going this week. And it was a long song, you might have noticed. And this isn't the first time we've done a bike ride with long songs only. I can't remember. It's been at least 3 years. But Hank and I did one before. It's easy work for a DJ, of course. You only have to pick out. I'll have 4 CDs in front of me. We'll see if we get to them all. I had to kind of take the easy way out this week. It's just been that kind of week, you know? How was your day, riders and listeners? How was your week? Me too. If yours was... Well, you're not alone. Even up to today, the beauty of it... You know, I work in a school, and I'm not saying it's all that bad. So we're in the hybrid learning right now at the school, and that means, we're in school with students 4 days a week, and we wear masks, 100% of the time. And it's not easy for the full day to wear a mask. And I'm learning tricks and things like, changing them out every couple hours or even every hour, and putting a clean, fresh one on. I've got a scratchy, sore throat right now, and that is common after a day of work these days because... You're like breathing in bacteria, and I'm all for masks. Don't get me wrong. I am all for it. Everyone indoors, wear your mask. I'm just saying the reality is of how hard, this can be during the course of a day sometimes. And today in particular, it was difficult because on my lunch, I was eating in a hurry. Had an early lunch, eating in a hurry, busy day, and bit my tongue. There's nothing that feels more amazing. I mean, it's a real, real close second to orgasm. You got to admit it. It's really something else when you bite your tongue. quite a turn on. And I bit it real hard, and I've got a dentist appointment tomorrow to repair a filling that busted apart in the back of my mouth, and this filling's got jagged edges, and yeah. So I ripped her open. This isn't just a scratch. This is blood. And, you know, where you got the flap, and it's right on top of the tongue, halfway up about left side. And I'm bleeding all afternoon. And into my mask, I'm breathing blood and, trying to, I'm drinking my own blood, and I'm trying to take some breaks and get some ice in there and clean out my mouth whenever I could. But hey, it's a busy place. I can't walk away. So I'm switching masks frequently because one of the kids pointed out there was blood in my mask, and sure enough, my breathing and, as you lick your lips or whatever inside of your mask, there's just a bunch of moisture that gathers and it's blood. And my lips were all bloody and it was showing through my mask and it wouldn't quit, So I just kept sucking ice all day, and it has finally stopped as I'm with you now. But it's swollen, and there's the flap, and I'm just terrified to eat again. How often do you end up re-injuring a mouth injury like that? It's just now it's going to be there, and it'll happen again, and I'm going to cry, frankly. Wasted a lot of your time with a stupid story like that, and I'm sorry, folks, but I'm going to make it up to you, and I'm going to talk a lot less for the rest of the ride. Long songs only this week. Long songs only, and we're gonna kick that off right here with one from Dire Straits. As we start this week's ride on Telegraph Road.
And he put down his load where he thought it was the best. Made a home in the wilderness. Built a cabin and a winter store. And he plowed up the ground by the cool lake shore. The other travelers came walking down the track. And he never went further, no. What's the telegraph road? Hard driving home from the factories. There's six lanes of traffic, three lanes moving slow.
completely legit. I've always felt Dire Straits is a very legitimate rock band, despite Money for Nothing being a big MTV hit and scaring us all away. The deep tracks off of the deep and long, 14-minute long tracks from Dire Straits right there, off of Love Over Gold, and that one, Telegraph Road. It builds so much in intensity from beginning to end. It's quite the emotional incline, you might say. How's your emotional incline going, riders and listeners? Are you enjoying the long songs this week? All two of them. As we are past the halfway mark of this week's ride, let's break some more rules. You know, the rule is, you know, like, I think a 3 minute and 20 second song is your ideal hit ingredient or hit recipe. But who cares about hits and who cares about rules? And another thing that's completely wrong in the commercial realm are instrumentals. So you know it. We're going to take you down an instrumental path next. Heading to Duluth, Minnesota, via Bemidji. Charlie Parr with I Dreamed I Saw Paul Bunyan Last Night. Thank you. mesmerizing stuff from Charlie Parr.
Says, well, I am naked in front of you. You do what you want to do, but I don't want to be like you. You get your little hands out around my throat, she says. Tell me that you love me. Tell me that you love me. Yeah, you you tell me that you love me. Tell me that you love me. Well, I don't wanna be like you, she says. Looks up at the building. She looks up at the building. She looks up at the building. My walls are crumbling down. She looks up at the building. She says, I'm thinking of jumping. She says, I'm tired of life. Well, Archipelago, with her palm trees and her seashells. She sits in the waves all day. She's scared of dying, and she wants to keep it that way. She sends a boat out on the sea with a little note for me. It says, why are the girls so hungry? La 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 la. La 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 la. So hungry. So why the girls so hungry? So why are all the girls so hungry? So why the girls so hungry? I can't see nothing. No, 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 no. I can't see nothing. No, 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 no. Around here. No, no. I said, I'm lonely without you, 'cause I can't see nothing, nothing around
And the Counting Crows winding down that two-song long set with a live version, spirited version of Round Here. And Charlie Parr with I Dreamed I Saw Paul Bunyan Last Night, instrumental before that. Breaking all the rules on the Bike Ride Show this week. Folks, if you're into the bike rides on the radio program, you can go to dansbikerides.com and listen at your leisure. Or you can get the podcast. We have to hurry along to get one more long song in, folks. And you're looking at your clock. I know what you're thinking. You're saying, Dan, you only have 5 minutes left. How are you going to get a long song in 5 minutes? Well, that is a problem with timing, isn't it? So what do we do, folks? Do we go back and cut out some of what we just heard to make it all fit? Because this is pre-recorded, I can do that. Heck no, I would never do that to you. I'm not going to cut any long songs short, because this is the long show. So I had to get creative. I promise the next song will be a long song. It's titled White Sheets in the White House by Harry Long. We'll see you next week, folks. 1 o'clock on the Bike Rides on the Radio Show.
Beneath your coat and too long tie, there's a burning cross you can't hide. Stand at bridges you've been walls, all for you and none for all. White sheets in the White House. Everybody scream and shout, white sheets in the White House. Time to drive them white sheets out. Hey, hey. Just like your father, everybody knows, dividing us on racial lines with your old friend Jim Crow. Thank you. White sheets in the White House, everybody's screaming shout. White sheets in the White House, time to drive them white sheets out.
Yes.
If you lie long enough and big enough, it's true. As you know, you have shown, some will follow you.
Yes, they will. Yeah.
Now you've got them terrorized, afraid we'll be occupied by someone darker than you. A migrant Muslim, you know who. White sheets in the White House, everybody's screaming shout. White sheets in the White House, time to drive them white sheets out.
Yes.
Soldiers down in Charlottesville, when those neo-Nazis marched and that brave woman got killed. White sheets in the White House, everybody's screaming shout. White sheets in the White House, time to drive them white sheets out. Fires raging on the hill. The rich keep getting tax cuts, and we foot the bill.
Yes, we do.
Let's build a wall around you, make you pay for it too. Great again on the day when your term is through.
Yeah.
White sheets in the White House, everybody's screaming shout. White sheets in the White House, time to drive them white sheets out.
Time, yes.
Time to drive them white sheets out.
Oh, said it's time.
White sheets out.
Time, yes, it is.
Time to drive them white sheets out.
West wing, the self-obsessed wing, the liar tweets tonight.
Says, hush you doctors, hush reporters, hush you science nerds. Look, my ratings are